from the Gospel of Mark these words, "And Jesus, looking at him, loved him." So this is the first sermon. Set your expectations low. It's interesting to be in a new place, to meet a whole bunch of new people and figure out how are you going to share the gospel with them in ways that may be different from how you did it before, or maybe ways that are the same in how you did it before. And so we'll see how it goes. One thing that a professor of mine once said long ago was, you don't have to say everything in the first sermon. As long as you do a halfway decent job, they'll let you have another try. So here we go. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And Jesus looked at the man and loved him. Having material possessions as this man had is not sinful. It's the love of the material possessions that causes the problem. And this is where this question that this man has of Jesus is really interesting. He says, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Well, he already had a great many possessions, so what was he worried about as far as an inheritance goes? He had everything he needed. He could even leave a bunch to whatever family he had later on. His concern was not today. His concern was tomorrow or the next day or whenever eternal life happened to come along. So Jesus, looking at him, knowing his heart, loved him. He loved him right where he was. As confused as he was, as overburdened with his possessions as he was, Jesus loved him. And so he reminds him of the commandments. "Yep, I've done all those. In fact, I've done it all right. Can you see? I have all of these possessions. I have all of this money and all of this stuff, so I must be doing it right. I must be following the rules right, or else I wouldn't have all of this stuff." Now, lest you think that's an outdated mentality, we need to check our own hearts, because sometimes that's the way we think. Well, if we're doing it right, God will bless us. And maybe he'll even bless us with material goods if we do things right, if we follow the rules, if we don't hurt anybody, if we check off the checklist, maybe we'll have everything we need. And in fact, I think that's the way it works, this man is thinking. In fact, God had blessed him greatly. But he thought it had everything to do with following the rules. But Jesus, looking at him, loved him. It wasn't about following the rules. It wasn't about checking off the checklist. It wasn't about having all of the material possessions to prove that God loves him. In fact, the material possessions were part of the problem. They were getting in the way. He failed to understand God's love. Again, I think sometimes we do the same. We think God will love us more if we do things better, if we follow the rules, if we check the checklist, if we read the right Bible passages, if we pray the right prayer, if we say the right words, if we go to the right church, then God will love us. Well, if that were the case, we'd all be in a miserable state, which actually we've already confessed and been forgiven. Jesus looked at the man and loved him. He loved him enough to clue him in, to let him know what it was that he was really looking for. Jesus knew that the problem was in the question. What must I do? He asked. And we ask the same thing. What must we do? We have to have everything in the right order. But when it comes to inheritance, what must you do to gain an inheritance? Nothing, right? You don't do anything to gain the inheritance. Your name is written somewhere in a piece of paper, but what must happen to gain an inheritance? Somebody has to die. So Jesus, looking at the man, loved him. He loved him enough that he knew he was going to die for him. That there was nothing the man could do to gain an inheritance. That there was nothing that any of us could do to gain an inheritance, to win an inheritance, to earn an inheritance. And it has nothing to do with money or possessions. It has everything to do with the love of God in Christ. What must we do to inherit eternal life? Nothing. And in fact, there's nothing we can do to inherit eternal life. That's why it's an inheritance. Because there's nothing we can do. Because Jesus has done it for us. Jesus did it for us on the cross. His death means an inheritance for us, an inheritance of eternal life, not possessions, not things, not toys, not any of that stuff. Now, it's not bad to have those things, but we mustn't let those things get in the way. So Jesus, looking at the man, loved him and said, "You've got everything right, except one thing. You got to get rid of everything you have because it's in the way. Sell everything and give it to the poor, and then come and follow me." See, Jesus knew that that man was stuck. He was stuck. He couldn't get out of the trap he was in with the possessions. He couldn't get out. And so Jesus said the only way out is to get rid of it all. Because that's exactly what Jesus was going to do for him. He was going to shed everything, his blood, his tears, everything for him. And then he said, "Come and follow me." What an invitation. It's the same invitation he gave to the disciples. Follow me. It's the same invitation he gives to each one of us. Follow me. Eternal life is a gift. The man couldn't comprehend it. He couldn't wrap his mind around it. He was so blinded by what he thought the blessings of God were that he couldn't see. And he went away dejected, it says, sorrowful. He didn't want to give up everything he had. But we don't have to walk away dejected. We don't have to walk away sorrowful. In fact, we walk away accepted, not dejected. We walk away joyful, not sorrowful, because of Jesus looking at us. He looks at you, and he loves you. No matter how much of a mess you are, and we all are, no matter what is getting in the way, and there's always something, he looks at you. He loves you. And he says, "Come, follow me to inherit eternal life, the gift of grace, the gift of peace, the gift of mercy and love. It's there. It's for you. It's from him and by him and through him and to you. So come, share in this gift of love and the inheritance of eternal life today. And as we heard in Bible study, as long as it is called today, in our Hebrews reading, we do this. So today's the day. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Thank you.